Joining us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline is our friend John Davis of The Fan. You catch him on all the programs here on the station and as a host of his own program, pregame shows on Sunday with Nate Jackson. You can follow him on Twitter at JDavisD12. John, thanks for joining us. But what we were talking about before you came in, of course, you have such a great historical perspective on the Broncos. One of the things I always love batting back and forth with you. The Broncos now are running into what I think is a very dangerous phase. It's one thing to be angry at the team. It's one thing to be upset with the performance. It's another to just start tuning it out. And it feels like that line is starting to blur for the Broncos.
Yeah, it's actually been going on for, I think, a while. Time and money are the two most valuable assets people have. And that's what requires to be a fan. And in a lot of ways, the Broncos aren't making it worth people's time or money to tune in, to watch him. They, under Josh McDaniels, they lost relevancy pretty right. quick, and they pulled the plug on that and got it back fairly quickly. They've let this linger to the point where it's not fun. Like, last year, the Chargers were blowing it at the end, but they were fun to watch if you were a fan of them because they were throwing
the
ball.
Well, you knew they had their quarterback. You knew they had
their quarterback. Yeah, and they had their quarterback. There was reasons to watch. Right now, fans, it's like same old. It's what's changed since Vance Joseph got beat on Sunday night by the Giants and then shut out by the Chargers the next week? What's really changed in that time period if you're a fan? Pretty much nothing. It's pretty much the exact same experience. So they've lost relevancy in the NFL. They don't show up on any highlights ever unless it was Lamar Jackson throwing deep on them. And now people are kind of starting to tune them out locally. I mean, I've been going to games my whole life. That upper level right now is empty yeah. all the time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're losing interest locally.
We wondered the other day about how many players could really say by the end of the day that they had put forth an honest effort right throughout. And I especially, because they're the highest paid group in the league, look at the defensive secondary. And I don't have any idea what's going on there. There was reportedly, according to the CBS sideline reporter, at the game and on the sideline late in the game, words being exchanged between Justin Simmons and coaches. The reporter wasn't specific about which coaches, how many coaches, what exactly was said, but she reported that they were having words, which didn't make it seem as if the conversation had been terribly polite, at least from Simmons' perspective. When the players seem to be checking out, along with the fans, then you have a massive problem on your hands. And isn't that an open question this week as to whether the players have, in fact, checked out on this coaching staff?
I think that's totally in bounds to when Josh Jacobs, because everybody talks about the receivers getting behind the safeties, but that Josh Jacobs touchdown where they ran it from about 15 yards out, I mean, Simmons was out there by himself and never even got close to him, really. And there was a lot of effort, very questionable. That play specifically was troubling. And Sandy, you pointed it out on the post game. Sean, we all remember it. The Raiders are this weird symbol of coach's doom. And it was Wade Phillips in 94 on the baseball diamond at Mile High because Coors Field wasn't out there. And then it was 59-14 Josh.
Yeah.
And those were both that's right. Josh McDaniels, both those games, it was players checking out. It was we don't feel we can win, or we don't like the plays being called, or we don't feel like we're being put in the best position. But that's how it looks because the Raiders are not significantly more talented than the Broncos. And we know this past week they should not have been significantly better coached than the Denver yeah. Broncos. So what is going on there to where the Broncos players just kind of threw their hands in the air? Because I saw Javonte Williams playing great. You know, I saw Pat Surtain throwing it out there. The younger guys seem to be really doing it. But that secondary specifically, honestly, to me, the two best guys in that secondary are Stearns and Pat Surtain this year, the two rookies. So I don't know what's going on with the veterans, and Callahan's been decent. But, no, this team's checked out. Other than the young guys that maybe don't know any better, But that effort, for as talented as that defense is, for as paid as that secondary is, it didn't look good. I don't know if they were trying their best and it just came out bad, but it did not look good.
That's sort of the conclusion we came to last night, because we pointed out this is the third year that Kareem Jackson and Justin Simmons have been together. It's not as if they all of a sudden forgot how to play football in the last 2 weeks, but now you're seeing these situations in which they're getting split, it's getting burned. The players don't appear to be put in this system in the best situations to succeed. Talking about Von Miller covering Chase Claypool, Noah Fant being out there to chip block, and that was basically explained by Pat Shurmur as what their plan was for him. That generally does lead to players checking out because they know that the coach isn't putting them in positions to succeed. If they lose this game on Thursday, whether Baker Mayfield plays or not, it's worse if they lose and he doesn't. Can you envision all of the coaching staff coming back to Denver?
After the Cleveland game?
Yes.
If they lose, let me tell you what, if Baker Mayfield doesn't play and within 5 days Vance Joseph wins as a head coach and Case Keenum wins as a starting quarterback and the Broncos go 0-2, that's going to look really bad. So I think they'll keep Vic till the end of the year. I don't know if maybe you want to do it. They may let him go as kind of a symbol to maybe invite, to maybe rejuvenate excitement around the Broncos with the fans. It could be more symbolic. But Vic calls the defense. Andy's the head coach. I just don't see them pulling the plug like that. My thing would be at this point, whether you let go of Vic or not, if they lose to Cleveland, the decision should be absolutely made that he's not coming back next year. Whether you keep him on at that point, they should know. Because remember, Josh, you know, Wade went 0-4, and then they beat the 6-0 Chargers, but Wade was still gone. Josh,
yes. Oh no, Wade was gone as soon as that Raider game
exactly.
ended.
And so was Josh, even though Josh blew out the Chiefs at home. Everybody forgets that, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, but then there was also the shenanigans in London, which greased the skids too. But you know, the history of the Broncos with Shanahan, it might have been more coincidental, but he lost badly to the Raiders and weeks later was fired. Now, he fired for different reasons. But losing to the Raiders, being embarrassed by the Raiders at home, has never been good for a coach's job security around here.
No, it definitely hasn't.
That's the final straw.
It is. And if you remember, too, when Mike first got to Denver, when we knew things were different, was when he shut the Raiders out on Monday Night Football.
With a very average team his first year.
Exactly. Yeah. And then beat them week 17, because we had been getting beat by the Raiders for a few years in a row. So the symbol that things were changing was that we beat the Raiders.
Right.
And then when you lose to them, it doesn't even matter how good the Raiders are themselves. That's never got anything to do with it. But it is, do the Raiders embarrass you? And that is always the symbol. And it took till Vic, you know, Vic's only won once against them, and they went for two at the end of that game anyway. The Raiders probably should have won that game. So, no, it's that's kind of how it is. And with Vic, I think that the problem with Vic and the staff, if you look at Kyle Shanahan and the way they played the Cardinals a few weeks ago, yes, they lost, but Kyle knows going into the game what his roster is. And he says, this is who I have this week, so I'm going to scheme for this week. The Broncos seem to scheme like they still have Chubb, and they still have Judy, and they still have all these guys versus who they have that day. And that's what's troublesome. They don't adapt at all, like guys like Kyle Shanahan do. And that's why ultimately I think it's proven this current era of Broncos coaching just doesn't work.
Talking to John Davis on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. And when you look at this game in particular, Teddy Bridgewater is hurt. He clearly was concussed a few weeks ago. He's limping around with an injured foot. Would you consider, I don't think the Broncos coaching staff would, but would you consider playing Drew Lock in this game on short rest in order to protect Bridgewater for a slightly longer term?
The Broncos coaches sure don't trust Drew Lock to win him a game they got to win. I would have considered him, coming out of that game just because he might be healthier. It's a Cleveland team that's kind of on the skids, but in their defense isn't playing as well as people think, although the Broncos are slump busters. You know, everybody gets right against the Broncos.
Yes.
So who knows what that happens.
Yes.
So
Exactly.
I would, in a must win, I feel, you know, if Teddy's good to go, you got to go with Teddy because that'd be putting a lot on Drew Lock.
He'll play.
And yeah,
he'll
short play. Week. Yeah, it'll be Teddy. So, no, I would ride with Teddy. If he can go, you got to ride with Teddy Bridgewater.
We've talked about this defense generally, specifically, but I still was stunned to look at Football Outsiders DVOA rankings and see them ranked 16th on offense, 24th on defense.
Wow.
Through six games this year. That stunned me. And that's a good metric that takes just about all external factors into consideration. But you just said it best a few moments ago. It's not just against the offense that other teams break slumps and get well. It's against their defense that teams like Pittsburgh that can't score put up 27. The Raiders, who scored 9 against a legitimate defense in Chicago. The team isn't any good, but the defense is fine. But the Raiders come out and they score 34, and honestly, it felt like, well, those other two games, 48-16 and 59-14, that's what it felt like, even though they only scored the 34 points. That is the ultimate indictment. An area of the team that most everyone considered to be its strength might, in fact, for whatever reason or reasons, be their weakness. That's the ultimate indictment of this head coach and this coaching staff.
Yeah, and it's been like that since this defense has been implemented in Denver. Andy Reid has essentially done whatever he wants against this team. They've folded at the end of games, and they folded at the end of halves now, which is the biggest problem with this defense, is the Ravens and the Raiders games, those are like one-minute drives, and those were the end of the game both times. Those drives at the end of the half basically put the nail in the coffin for the Broncos coming back in either game. And what's stunning, too, about that being ranked 24th is they've got a shutout on their record this year. And they're still that bad?
That's right. That's right.
That's crazy to me. So, yeah, it's the biggest strength with the coach who that's his biggest strength is defense, and it's still not working. There's no reason to think it gets better for the Broncos. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Vic if they drop this one on Thursday.
He is John Davis. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at JDavisD12 and check him out when the pregame shows, same following right after mine on Sunday mornings. And you'll catch him, of course, all over the programs on this station. So thanks for the time. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. John Davis joins us courtesy of the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline.